Harper One and Harper Audio present Modern Magic, Stories, Rituals, and Spells for Contemporary Witches by Michelle T. This is the author. For Phyllis Mansfield, Grandmother and Latent Witch. Introduction. I was a teen witch. It was the 80s. It was New England. I was goth. The scene was set. The first time I stepped into an occult store, I thought, yes. The weird herbal smells, the employees similarly clad in black, the jars containing strange tufts of dried flowers, the candles. The candles. I've always been partial to candles. I felt that, with my abiding interest in the supernatural, my childhood hobby of mixing every liquid in the house and calling it potion, not to mention the influence of all the low-key, spooky women in my life, mom and nana and aunts who liked to get wired on cups of Tetley tea, chain smoke, and talk about their weird dreams or reincarnation, well, I felt like I was always a witch. It just took a bit of cultural bullying and the discovery of an occult store to bring me home. Later, when I was in my early 20s, transitioning out of the goth subculture I'd huddled in through my teens, trading in some of my widow's weeds for clothing that incorporated color, I thought about what I was morphing out of, who I would continue to become. What did I want to bring with me? I wondered how magic would remain a part of my life as I moved away from emo music and aesthetics and into worlds and concepts that newly compelled me: feminism, activism, queerness, a burgeoning understanding of myself as working class with all the politics and psychologies that lens offered. Amazingly, witchcraft didn't feel less relevant, but rather increasingly relevant as I explored these new areas of life. As right as the witch label felt, however, I've often wondered if I am putting on airs. I mean, I don't own a robe. A cape, yes. Wool, gorgeous, timeless. I've never been initiated into a coven, despite lots of tight friendships with cool, eerie weirdos. I can't really say if what I'm doing in front of my altar with my candles is Wiccan or pagan or what. I let full moon after full moon go dark in the sky without ever putting my crystals out for charging. And yet, I find again and again that I need to have a regular practice of communicating with the universe, with everything I can't see but feel is there. I need to see my intentions in the form of a waxy candle growing hotter. I need to scent my room with smoke and feel the otherworldly residue of it in my hair. I like paging through books of spells and selecting one that could help me snag my desire. I like the connection it gives to the past. I like brainstorming my own weird spells using magical tools I grab from a craft store or Target, my kitchen, or my kid's toy box. Is this witchcraft? Over the years, and it's been some years, decades, I've increasingly settled into myself as a witch. I've come to understand it's not an elite club. No one is going to call me a poser for not properly celebrating Yule or neglecting to make a jar of full moon water. The gorgeousness of a modern magic tradition is that we get to curate it to suit us exactly. We can select traditions and practices from the past, from our own ancestry and heritage. We get to glean spiritual inspiration from the internet or from our friends. We can practice when we are moved and inspired, and we can put it down for a sec if we're not feeling it. We can worship and feel devotional to mythical beings that resonate, or we can make an offering to our own highest self. Modern magic has no rules, is proudly magpie, while keeping an eye out for cultural appropriation, as we have learned the lessons of the New Age hodgepodge that came before us. We can do the work to learn if a spiritual practice is open, meaning the culture it belongs to has generously offered or made peace with sharing it with the larger world, versus closed practices, those rituals that are reserved for the folks who are truly a part of the originating culture. For the white people among us, unlearning racism and white supremacy must be part of our spiritual practice, respecting that there are traditions that are not for us is an important aspect of that work. Approaching traditions outside your own with appreciation and respectful curiosity versus...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?